It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
You gotta turn back at them. And you know what? I gotta do the same thing.
Come on. Tell them what's up.
That's that new 2003 call, ladies.
For sure.
For shizzle.
It's so, so dead.
888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. We're gonna take a break from the Knicks phone calls from all you guys as we turn to Ian Begley, who covers the Knicks, Nets, and the NBA for SNY. And Ian, let's just jump off the bat, man. Were you expecting this to drop today?
You know, late last week, I did not think something was going to happen. I think something that changed here was Dante DiVincenzo, the inclusion of Dante in the deal, because Knicks and Timberwolves, I mean, even going back to last offseason, had had casual talks about a Towns deal, and nothing got serious, I don't believe, and Minnesota had wanted DiVincenzo, and these offseason talks, and New York had not wanted to include him, but getting there, getting DiVincenzo, I think, is what pushed this thing across the finish line from Minnesota's perspective. The Knicks obviously had a needed center with Mitchell Robinson being out until at least December, probably January. So they felt like they had a great opportunity here to get a four-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA player to fill that position of need.
Was that the key point, Ian, like with Mitchell Robinson? Because that just hit this week that he wasn't going to return until, what, December, January. All of a sudden you hear that Mitchell Robinson is going to be gone. Was that the key push to allow DiVincenzo to be part of this deal?
You know what? I know the Knicks thought that Robinson would not be ready for the start of the regular season, you know, going back to way earlier in the offseason. What I'm not sure is when they knew exactly when Robinson wouldn't be available until December, January. But I think all along they had these casual talks with Minnesota on Towns, again, dating back to last offseason. So, you know, this was always on their radar. I think whether Robinson is fully healthy or not, this would have been on their radar because, you know, they'd see Towns as a guy who could really spread the floor for them in a way that takes them to the next level. So, Robinson, I think the news probably pushed it along a little bit, but really I think it was DiVincenzo. I don't think the Knicks wanted to put him in for most of this offseason, and then they decided to pull the trigger, and then here we are.
You know, Ian Begley joining us right now, talking about the Karl Anthony Towns trade. A lot of reaction has been, well, Karl Anthony Towns is soft, he hasn't done anything yet. Why is he an improvement over Julius Randle?
I think you look at the Knicks centers over the past couple of years, whether it was Hartenstein, Mitchell Robinson, going back a couple of years ago, Nerlens Noel, those guys were not shooters, right? They were not a threat to shoot the ball from the perimeter. In Towns, you know, the Knicks have gotten the best shooting big man in the league, and they do feel that that will really unlock things for them offensively in a way that wasn't going to be possible with the current big men on the roster. And you might say Randle at the five could have given you that as well, but obviously you could play Towns much more minutes at the center position than you could Randle. So that's how they look at this. Is Randle giving them strengthening a position that was a big need for them. Obviously, you don't want to lose the shooting in DiVincenzo, but they do think Towns really, really spreads the floor for them, really will give Jalen Brunson and co. many opportunities to get into the lane in a way that they hadn't had in the past.
You know, Julius Randle got hurt last year. missed the playoffs. You know, the shoulder just was an issue that basically took him out of the playoffs. And, you know, the Knicks still thrived without him in the playoffs, went deep, could have maybe gone further, who knows. But is that injury still nagging Julius Randle? Is that part of the key piece of that maybe he's just not fully recovered yet and they're not sure how if he's going to be 100% coming into the season?
You know, I think whether he played opening night or maybe a week thereafter, a couple weeks thereafter, he was going to be fully healthy. He was going to be back on the floor. So I really don't think that that injury played a key role in this thing. I really think that, you know, this thing, again, as crazy as it sounds, I do think it's centered on DiVincenzo. And I think as recently as a couple weeks ago, the Knicks were, you know, really ready to go forth with Randle and see how it went, see how it worked, because the idea of DiVincenzo being in the deal was not a reality. And what changed between then and now, I'm not exactly sure, but I know that Minnesota became very interested once the shooting guard was included in the talks.
Ian Begley, SNY TV, joining us right now, who, you know, broke the story a couple of, what, like around 11:15, I'm sitting there banging my head against the wall watching the Mets, and then I go, whoa, Carl Anthony Towns is a Knick? We're going to be a Knick? This is awesome. So my whole world just changed, but, you know, the Dante DiVincenzo part of it definitely hurts, and I think a lot of people were excited about the Nova Knicks aspect of this. And the chemistry, some people are upset about the chemistry. Why DiVincenzo? Do they have a replacement for him to come off the bench?
Look, the guy set the franchise record, right, for three-pointers made last season. I don't think you could say you have a replacement. This probably means a more significant role for Miles McBride. And, you know, he's shown you over the past couple of years that he can shoot the ball. Obviously, we know he can defend. So I think that that's something that you'll likely see here. But I want to say this, too, Pete, about DiVincenzo specifically. Look, because of the Mikal Bridges trade, he was probably going to have to come off the bench this season. And I think that's a tough ask for a player who was so integral in winning games for you last season, playing the way that he did at the level he did last season. I think that might have been a difficult transition. It would have been a difficult transition for any athlete with pride. But, you know, with DiVincenzo, it could have been something that, I don't want to say caused an issue in the locker room. I'm not going to go that far, but it might have been hard for him to accept. So I think that's something that at least is worth noting as you analyze this deal that brings Carl Towns to New York.
You know, it's funny, Ian, because that's something that a lot of the chemistry, the blue collar New York Knicks, it was something that the fan base really loved last year. And I think they felt that this team was still very blue collary. So Cat comes in and he's a little bit more flashy. He's the, you know, a superstar, NBA star, whatever it is. So it kind of changes the chemistry. But, and we were, maybe the worry was there that he'd bring in some tension or some different, you know, qualities, that outside qualities that this team it didn't have prior. Do you think he's going to mesh well with this New York Knicks squad, with the Nova Knicks?
Look, it's a very, very fair question, right? I think you wonder that any time that you make a trade of this magnitude, especially as you noted, Pete, the way the chemistry was last season, it seemed to be, you know, at such a high level. The thing here, though, is I do think Towns coming here, he's going to still get his shots, and he's still going to be such an integral part, it kind of is obvious to say, but such an integral part of this offense. And when you think of him in the post, attracting a double team, and then creating open looks for the Knicks shooters, I mean, it seems like a good fit. And so I think that you win, you have success, there's not going to be any chemistry issues. I think everybody's going to be happy. Obviously, if things go sideways, especially initially early on, there's going to be questions about chemistry. There's probably going to be some players pouting. But I do think, you know, like any pro sport, you have success, you win games, everybody's going to be happy.
Ian Begley can join us right now, SNY TV. You know, the fact that this five with Bridges, with Brunson, with Hart, I mean, is this potentially the best five in the NBA right now, or are we jumping the gun?
You know what? I mean, Boston so strong, and they showed it on the floor. So, excuse me, I wouldn't go there yet. But I do think just in terms of fit, and I will say this too, you know, the Knicks in the aftermath of this thing, they've been saying that the fit that Towns has with their core, the way he complements their core of the players you just mentioned, and Bridges, and Anunoby, a Brunson, a Hart, the way that he complements them was a really, really, really attractive element here to what he brings. And so, you know, maybe we're looking at this thing midseason, we're looking at the stats, and you know, it's clear that this five is superior to the rest of the league, but you want to see it play out a little bit first. You want to take anything away from Boston. But certainly that fit with the players you mentioned that was really attractive for New York, the shooting. And so let's see if they're right. You know, time will tell if they're right, but that was a big draw for them.
A few more questions for Ian Begley, because, again, a major trade goes down at 10:15-ish that Karl Anthony Towns reportedly going to the New York Knicks for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. And one gripe that we've always heard about with Tom Thibodeau as a coach is he grinds his players down. He's got a very short rotation, very short bench. You know, is Karl Anthony Towns, we've seen that his history in the regular season, doesn't play a lot of games. You know, the last few years, he is absent more often than he's not. You know, do we see him getting a lot more days off? Is he going to be in that grind-out rotation of Tom Thibodeau?
Look, Tom Thibodeau, I would say this. He's made adjustments on how he approaches offense, for sure. We saw that over the course of last season, especially after the Anunoby trade. He's adjusted the way he approaches practices during the season. He's used those to get his guys some rest, especially the big minutes guys. But we haven't seen yet the adjustment for minutes during the season in games. So that would be a big adjustment for Thibodeau. If I'm guessing these guys are going to play big minutes. Regular season games matter for the Knicks. They matter for Tom Thibodeau. And he doesn't, you know, the idea of taking it easy in any setting, regular season, is not in his DNA. So it would be a big adjustment, I think, for him to, you know, curtail players' minutes. But you mentioned the depth, right? So you have the Harts, you have Bridges, you have Anunoby, you have Towns, you have Brunson, and you have players behind them who can give you legitimate minutes. So he should have the opportunity to shorten minutes for these starters. But I don't know, man. You have to, with Tom Thibodeau, what we've seen over the last, you know, 3-4 years is that's not a part of how he approaches the game.
there's no break in Tom Thibodeau's DNA. That's for sure. You know, Ian Begley again joining us of SNY. We're talking about last year's roster. It really, there wasn't a lot of turnover, I think, that fans wanted, and yet we've seen a lot of turnover. Hartenstein gone. Again, Mitchell Robinson, we'll see how many minutes he gets to log in this season. You know, he's always has health injuries. Now DiVincenzo gone. Julius Randle, someone that we always expected was one of those pieces that would be gone in a trade. I mean, did you expect after the end of last season this much turnover for the New York Knicks?
The Randle thing was kind of hanging out there to me because he was extension eligible this offseason, right? And, you know, we had noted weeks ago that that was not at the forefront. Getting the extension done was not at the forefront for the Knicks or Randle. Whenever you have that element, that always kind of raises a red flag for me. But even after that, like with Robinson hurt, they were still thinking about, hey, Randle could be the five, backup five, and let's see how it works. I am surprised by the turnover. And also, from Minnesota's perspective, they get off of a lot of future salary in moving Towns to New York. But I just thought the way Minnesota played last year, you know, they were so good with Towns and with the ownership situation in flux with Glenn Taylor and A-Rod and all that. I didn't think they would make a move of this magnitude, but here we are. On the verge of training camp, and we're talking about it because it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Happen.
Yeah. One last question for you, because again, Ian Begley, the great Ian Begley of SNY, joining us right now, breaking down the Cat trade with Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo. Julius Randle, you know, has been the face of the Knicks for a few years now. He came from LA and he signed a contract. There was the whole thing with Leon Rose, World Wide West. What will it take for you to succeed here? And they did their best to bring pieces around Julius Randle. Give me the Julius Randle era of the New York Knicks. Was it a success for World Wide West and Leon Rose?
I would say yes, and I would say that because you look at 2019 Julius Randle, and I'm giving Randle all the credit here. You look at 2019 Julius Randle, it was a struggle. He took a lot of slings. Deserved slings from the media, from the fans, but he went back that offseason. He didn't wilt. He didn't shy away. He didn't, you know, crumble. He came back a much better player and an all-star and an all-NBA player. And that was after the Knicks drafted Obi Toppin, a player at his position, with their lottery pick. So despite all that, he came in, he thrived. He helped the Knicks reach the playoffs that next season. You know, we all know how the next few seasons unfolded. Injury is an unfortunate part of the story. But I do think, by and large, Julius Randle's tenure here was a success, because you look at where the Knicks were when he came here, where they are today as he's leaving. And look, if Karl Towns ends up leading the Knicks to that rarefied air that they've been looking to get to since the early 70s, you would definitely consider Randle's tenure here a success, because he played well on the court and then he helped you land Towns and helped you get to the next level.
Ian Begley, great stuff. Thanks so much for staying up late to hop on with us. I'm sure you have a busy day tomorrow as well, as you're breaking down more of this. But thanks for hopping on with me. I appreciate it, man. And push comes to shove, the Mets in the playoffs, yes or no?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going yes. You right. Tell me, Pete, what do you got?
I don't know. I do think that they're going to make it. They're very resilient, but this is going to be a tough 4 days for me. I don't know if I can take it. Let's get to Knicks basketball. Let's go. Ian, thanks so much for the time, bro.
Hey, Pete, great to be with you, man. Take care.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.